Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, boys and girls. I want to say a special hello to Nathan and Jesse. Even though your home might always be the same place, maybe you're a missionary kid, or maybe you live with different family than your mommy and daddy, but God loves you, and I'm glad you can be here as part of our family on the Seed Pod. Jesus' family did not have much money. He probably didn't have lots of toys, but Jesus could go for a walk and enjoy seeing things like little flowers, colorful leaves, birds, and animals. Let's sing. Shall we go for a walk today?
Shall we go for a walk today? A walk today, a walk today. Shall we go for a walk today to see what God has given? Yes, we'll go for a walk today. A walk today, a walk today.
What kind of things do you do to help out in the home? Do you water the plants in the garden? Or do you put shoes away neatly? How about dust the tables? Jesus found many ways to help at home. Let's sing. Jesus lived in a little house.
Jesus lived in a little house where there was much to do.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a chore that needs to be done after eating a meal. You need a sink, water, and soap. You might be able to help by putting plastic spoons and bowls in a special machine. What am I?
Washing dishes.
Yes, washing dishes. Question two. If you have a pet animal, you can help with this chore. They need water every day and something to eat. What is it called when you scoop food in a bowl for an animal?
Feeding a pet.
Yes, feeding a pet. Last one. I am a chore that happens after playing with my toys or books. I can also be a chore after something gets messy with dirt or spills on the ground. There is a song to sing when doing it. What is it?
Clean up.
Good job. These three things are all chores you can help with. Our family is happier when we work together to take care of the many things that need to be done at home. Our story today is about Jesus as a little boy and a helper. Dear Jesus, thank you for the stories in the Bible. We want to be more like you. Help us to be like you as we hear a story in Jesus' name. Amen. When Jesus came into our world, he came as a tiny baby. Just like you, Jesus got bigger and bigger and bigger. He learned to walk and talk and eat by himself. He also loved to listen to stories from the Bible. Jesus learned about the 10 happiness rules, 10 commandments. He learned to obey cheerfully. If he was playing when his mommy called, guess what he did? He would come right away. Jesus could help his mommy in so many ways. What do you think Jesus would do if his mommy asked him to pick up his toys? He would have picked them up nicely and done its very best. As Jesus grew older, he liked to help his daddy Joseph in the carpenter's shop. Jesus learned to saw the wood. He learned to hammer the nails. Jesus learned to be a really good helper. Jesus loved people. If he saw someone who was hungry, he shared his food with them. Jesus loved his brothers and sisters. He tried to make them happy. If you're not trying to make your brother and sister happy, give it a try. You'll feel happier too. He was always kind to his brothers and sisters, and he loved the animals. Whenever Jesus saw an animal that was hurt, he tried to help it. Jesus loved all the things that God made, and just like you, Jesus kept growing, and as he grew, he learned more and more about God's wonderful world. Jesus was a little child, so he knows just how you feel. Jesus understands when you're happy or sad, and he loves you. He knows how to help you. Let's make sure to thank him for that. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Proverbs 20:11. Even a child is known by his deeds. When you see someone doing nice things for others, like helping them clean up a spilled box of crayons or sharing their tasty grapes with you, you know them or remember them by the good things they do. But when you hear a child yelling at their daddy or stealing toys from brother, you remember them for the bad things. This Bible verse says that we are known for the things that we do towards others. Let's be known for doing good things. So let's say our verse again. Even a child is known by what? His deeds. Proverbs 20:11. Let's try it together. Even a child. Is known. By his deeds. Proverbs 20:11. It's time to pray together. Thank you, Jesus. For being a little child. Please help us to learn. To be like you. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Our closing song today is called We Are His Hands. Jesus touched the world around him and made it a better place. Let's be like him.
We are his hands to touch the world around us. We are his feet to go where he may lead. And we
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.